Yo, Space Gang, welcome to a brand new episode of the BK Space Show. I am your host, the BK Space, and I'm here with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine, baby.
All right, Space Gang, do me a quick favor and head on over to www.thebkspaceshow.com. That's www.thebkspaceshow.com. So you can get all of the episodes, videos, and all the other good stuff that's already over there on that site. Novocaine, let them know what else they need to do for us.
Head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. Also head over to Spotify, answer a few of those questions from our past episodes, and leave us a 5-star review.
Yeah, do all that good stuff. So I see you. We have a bit of a new design today. We've been working hard on making things look good and pleasing to the eye for you guys. So y'all, you know, chime down in the comments, you know, let us know if you like the new screens. If you don't, we'll switch them up, make them look a little bit better. But right now, this is where we at. This is home for us.
This is it.
So on today's show, we are going to be talking about a show that is near and dear to a whole lot of our hearts nowadays. And that show is HBO Max's Velma. Everybody loves this show. Everybody. The whole internet, they embraced it. You know, it was nothing but love for this show when it dropped. It was just like a euphoric moment for the Scooby-Doo franchise. Name a better show than Velma in the Scooby-Doo franchise. Name one.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
All of them.
Not all of them. I think one of them weren't really that great. But that was very convincing that it was so well received by the public. Man, that was a great job. I'm so proud of you just
then. Hold on. We got our homie Ouija Voss, one of our partners from back in the day.
What did he say? Let me see.
Because in the intro, I'm supposed to say that the BK Space Show is a podcast where we mix society and pop culture. And
I didn't say it.
So good luck on that, Ouija Voss. You know what I'm saying? Because you the homie. We got some big things coming with Ouija Voss. But anyway, let's get back to this Velma show. Let's do a quick overview of what the show is.
Don't do that. Everybody loves this show. I'm still a week off of that right now.
Everybody do love this show.
They love it so much that they hate it.
Right. It is one of the top viewed HBO Max animated series of all time. HBO Max ain't been there that long. So I don't know what kind of is. I think it's a bunch of hate watch, honestly. But let's talk overview. Let's talk about what the show is a little bit here.
Yes.
So Velma. You know, go ahead. You got it?
So Velma is a new adaptation of the Scooby-Doo story. But it's a spin on things because it pretty much focuses on Velma as the main character. You know, we all know in past shows that Velma was pretty much like, they would leave her as like type C character a little bit.
I think that's fair to say.
They used to leave her that, and Velma was the one that was putting the mystery together. So they decided to make this animated adult-like show with the Scooby-Doo story,
IP? With the IP. First of all, coming in to hearing about this show, I thought it was going to be, like, great. I defended it. I'm like, okay, don't worry about it. It's going to be good, you know? This point of year, maybe.
Uh-oh.
This is me. And I am unfamiliar with her work for real, outside of seeing her in like the 40-year-old
version. You're breaking up a little bit, so you're gonna have to say that line over for me.
Oh yeah, I can't. So thank you. You know, coming into the show, hearing about the series coming up, I was unfamiliar with Mindy Kaling's work, and I only knew about her in 40-Year-Old Virgin. But I was aware that she had been producing and doing her thing in writing and producing shows. So
yeah. I didn't know too much of her humor or anything like that, but I definitely know who she is.
Yeah, I thought she was hilarious the few times I've seen her. So, you know, me coming in, I'm like, oh, this show is going to be everything. It's going to be amazing. Velma is super light. Mm-hmm. Velma is super popular at this point. Cosplayers love her. Sexy Velma is at an all-time high on the internet.
Yeah, Velma is probably the most cosplayed character for sure right now.
Especially in the last 2-3 years. Like,
yeah. I mean, every cosplayer has
cosplayed. Sex worker, you know, you see Velma all over Twitter, all over Facebook, everywhere. So it was natural that HBO was going to gravitate to this character. And when Mindy brought them, hey, can we do a Scooby-Doo show where Velma is the main guy? I mean, the main character, main guy. So naturally, it was going to be a yes, you know?
Of course. Cash grab. Thank you, Ouija. You know that anytime that they're like, oh, this is super popular, I feel like all of us that's been Scooby-Doo fans for forever now, we've always wanted Velma to shine, you know? So, of course, we're going to be excited, naturally. And, of course, you know, people are going to tune in.
All right. So, with the show, and you're right, people were, and we did. So, with this show, you have Velma as the focus character, right?
Mm-hmm.
And first thing you notice is she's new, race swapped, and that's an issue. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So Velma is trying to solve the mystery of where her mother is. Like, Mindy did do great on The Office. I seen clips of her on The Office. I like her humor. It's a little dry sometimes. So basically, she was looking for her mother. That is the overall mystery. But the first mystery you're presented with is someone's killing females. I'm sorry, someone's offing females and they're taking their brains out.
Yeah, but the first mystery was still her trying to find her mom because they didn't show that part until the end of the episode.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. So after we figure out that the overall arching mystery is the girls, though. Well, the mother and the girls. We're focused on the girls. And the problem with the show is it really didn't give us much after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's after trying to figure out who's taking out these females.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out that every time she gets closer to a mystery, she has these panic attacks where this big monster woman shows up and she attacks her. And that is basically the premise of the show. And then everybody else is there too. So
and everybody else is there, you know, sort of, kind of, a little bit.
Yeah. So that's the overview. So just to break it down, her mother is missing. She wants to know what happened to her mother.
Yeah.
And there are also it's a murderer running around taking out girls.
Taking out the girls. Yep.
That's it. That's the overview. So that's the premise. And it's an adult show. That's it.
And it's an adult show. And it's the adult show part that's tripping me up.
Yeah, because to me, that's the part that's not connecting. But before we get into that, let's talk about the wokeness in quotes and the race swapping, because that seems to be the thing that a lot of people are latching on to right now. So
did you want to jump into that or do you want to do the comparison?
You know what, let's do the comparison first and then we'll jump into the woke part.
Okay. Right.
Good call. All right, let's talk about it compared to the other show, the old school shows, because it's a lot of years. What, 50?
It's a lot of them.
Is it like 50 years of Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, something like that. That sounds about right. Because they came out like in the 70s, right?
Yeah, 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time for the Scooby-Doo franchise. And when you have a history this deep, any change you make should bother your core audience.
Yes, it should, especially at this
point. Yeah, but the way it's bothering the audience now seems to be extreme.
Sometimes you got to take extreme measures for a good change.
All right, so let's talk about Velma in the old show. In the old show, Velma was the sleuth, the go-to person for the mystery. You know, the rest of the gang was there and they did their job. Fred was the leader. You know, hey, gang, this is the decision we're going to make. This is how it's going to go. You follow my lead. Shaggy, Scooby, y'all are the bait. Daphne, you're here. You know?
Daphne, you're here.
You know, you get your little remark in every now and then. You sneak off to the side with me. Nobody knows what's happening there. And then Velma, you do all the work.
This
has been the Scooby-Doo franchise forever.
Forever.
Yeah. And I'm joking. They have deeper things to do in the older series.
Y'all there know, has y'all. Been a couple of episodes. I want to say, what was that? The 90s? Where Daphne actually put a couple of clues together. Fred would put a couple of clues together. Shaggy would have those moments, you know.
Velma would lose her glasses and have to find them. You know, that type of stuff. You know, the Scooby-Doo Velma franchises, the glue that makes it together was Velma finding her glasses and Scooby.
It was Scooby, okay?
And Scooby. Velma finding her glasses, man. That's like the best part. Everybody know Jinkies. I lost my glasses.
Jinkies.
So comparing that to the new show, do you miss any of the older tropes from the old shows?
No.
Because they don't really bring them up.
No.
You might get an Easter egg here and there.
No. I feel like those couple of clues... It was like a couple of Easter eggs here and there, but those couple of clues where they try to connect the old franchise with the new franchise, I think that was pretty cool. But some of those were like based on rumors, not necessarily what was in the show. Because, of course, there's a huge rumor about how Shaggy and Scooby was, you know, potheads or whatever.
The Doobie Brothers at this point, right?
They were the Doobie Brothers, exactly. That's how they were so hungry all the time, you know. And then they tried to, I actually, this is one of those moments where I was pissed off with the show because Shaggy isn't Shaggy. We know that. So yeah,
he's going by his actual name.
He's going by his real name, his government name. Yeah. And the connection with him and him trying to be like overly bearing with
We're gonna talk about Shaggy in a second here because okay. We're gonna break down each of the characters.
Okay.
So let's move on. Let's start breaking down some of the characters then. Let's go there.
Okay.
Boom. Let's talk about Velma. Because she's the main character. She's the focus here.
Is she giving main character energy?
I think she is. I think she's supposed to be hated.
Mm-hmm.
But it's supposed to be like the likable hate where eventually you come around to her and you love her attitude, and you know, the lovable person the person you hate but is still lovable somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any of this in Velma. Not only that, she lost her glasses. Speaking of her losing her glasses, she lost her glasses and she did not bend over and get on all fours to find them. That's a core character trait. Every time Velma loses her glasses.
Did it. She should have did it, especially the way that they started the day on first episode.
Yeah. So let's continue to talk about some of the breakdown of her character, though. She's a mean girl. And she's a self-diagnosed. I don't want to say diagnosed, but... She says she's a feminist. All right.
She's not a feminist.
She's not. She is not. She seems like a hater because people look better than her. And she's like, okay, since I'm not popular, then I'm going to hate everything about popular people, including my friend. She is deep down.
Which, she's a hater.
which I have been watching other people break this character down and doing TikToks and stuff, and some YouTube videos of some diehard Scooby-Doo fans getting ready for this episode, and they say that her character is just Mindy Kaling in Velma's coat, basically.
But wasn't that supposed to be the point? Because that's her show. I mean, not her show, but her project.
I guess I am a person that feels like you have to put yourself in your characters.
Yeah, I thought that was like a writer's thing. Like, not necessarily your whole self, but like some type of characteristics about yourself.
But they're saying
put it in characters.
They're saying she's put her entire self in the character.
Oh.
Like, some of the things that shows up in some of her older shows show up in this character. Like, the character being attracted to white guys.
Oh, see.
I don't really know too much about it, because like I said, I don't watch a lot of her shows, but I've seen a lot of people come through saying that she always put the person of color character with the white guy in every one of her shows. Which is nothing wrong with having interracial relationships. That's perfectly fine. But when it starts to come off as a fetish, that's a problem. And I think that's how people are perceiving this. So when it comes down to the character of Velma, they're like, this is not what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But the shades of lesbianism is still there for her. So that's still there. So that's a
core tenet. Bisexual.
Okay, bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of moved the line a little bit from what the last Scooby-Doo series did. So what do you think about the character overall?
Overall, Velma, I can't stand you. I don't know what to say. Like, I mean, I don't like haters. So she's definitely a hater, but I can understand why she's a hater. Like, at first she was just a mean girl because she was different. You know, her interests were completely different from her school and who she's used to being around. But when her mom went missing and then her dad moving on so fast, she definitely was like, I'm turning into a big time hater. And 4 episodes in, and she's definitely a huge hater.
I have an issue with her not being as bright. I get the adult humor part of it, but I wanted her to be a genius, and I didn't want her to be gross. Like, Velma eating french fries off the floor and
that was pretty gross.
Or something like that. Yeah, no. Velma wouldn't do that. And that's the problem with the character. It's too different. Mm-hmm. You didn't keep the core there. You didn't keep her as a genius. You didn't keep her as, like, you know, Velma's a germaphobe. If she see germs, she ain't taking it. She ain't rocking with that.
They went complete opposite.
So while we're talking about Velma, the whole race swapping, mostly around her character, because people accept the rest of the characters, but they are really angry about Velma being race swapped. And they're saying that Velma has always traditionally been white.
All of them was traditionally white, I thought.
Mm-mm. Not Velma. Velma has had 4 voice actors, I read. I do remember one of them is in the live action as well, where, you know what? I'm just going to read it from this article that I got from NBC News, where they were talking about just that. As it says, Velma Scooby-Doo has a history of pushing identity boundaries. Not everyone is happy about it. That's the article. And in the article, they are talking about, here it is. Here's the excerpt. Over the decades, 12 actresses, let me move this over here. Over the decades, 12 actresses have voiced animated Velma, and 4 others have played her in a live action adaptation. In the Scooby Curse of the Monster.
Say that again.
In In the Scooby-Doo, the mystery begins, and Scooby-Doo Curse of the Lake Monster.
Okay.
Live remakes from 2009 and 2010. Velma was portrayed by Hayley Kikyo. Let's see. Boom.
Oh.
That's her.
Okay.
Now, Kikyo, an actress and singer of Japanese descent. So, boom, right there. It's not the first time Velma has been another race other than white. So, I think you could take your pitchforks and put them back now.
So, now you is won't. It more of a race thing or a colorism thing? Because she's like pretty much dark brown.
It seems more race than anything. Okay. Because I don't ever, one, you know how the internet was, even back in 2010. If it was an issue of her being another race, we would have heard about it.
Right.
You would have heard something about it. But we heard nothing. In fact, most of those live action films went under the radar. I was going through Hulu or something the other day. I was like, wait, there was another live action Scooby-Doo? I didn't even know.
I didn't either. I think I did. I don't know. Who knows?
So, also, Gina Rodriguez, a Puerto Rican actress, voiced Velma in the 2020 animated movie
Scoop, I never watched this one.
Where the character also had darker skin. Boom. There you go.
So, Two times.
Mindy,
there you go.
Mindy wasn't far off with this one.
So they're just mad. They're just mad to be mad.
And this kind of goes into the whole woke thing. I think they're using woke wrong. As we've already discussed here on the show, I don't have a clear definition of what it is right now, but from what we understand, because let's be real, started in the Black community, being woke was just knowing and being aware of what was going on in your community, in the universe, in the country. Like, it was just being aware of your surroundings. It was just not this, it was not, let's change this person to Black, or let's have a lead Black star for this, or let's push this type of music over this type of music, because Black, you know, it was never about that type of thing. It was just about being self-aware of who you are. Mm-hmm. It was about being self-aware of your heritage, your ancestry.
Now it's gotten toxic.
The moment Republicans, and I hate to be this way because I don't really give a damn, I don't really give a care about Democrats or Republicans like that.
That's too much for PG-13. Come on now.
I don't know. I'm just being
safe. Cautious.
I don't really care about any of that stuff. I'm being cautious. You know how it is. But, you know, we kind of, ever since they picked it up in the political sphere, it has become this big political issue. And every time the right see something that they don't agree with, it's like, oh, woke.
Oh, it's woke.
It's really not. This show is not woke.
It's not woke at all.
Mindy is like a conservative. Like, I think she said this before. So I'm like, where's the woke? And race swapping and people being angry about race swapping has been a thing forever. This article also brings up the fact that Cinderella with Brandy and Whitney, that one, that people were mad and angry about that one too.
So yeah, they were. Of course they were.
So it's like,
and that's like the best Cinderella story we have.
It is a classic at this point. So much so that they celebrate the movie every so often on everywhere. So yeah.
That's a fact.
Let's move on, because we gotta
get through these characters.
Yeah. Fred.
Now Fred's character is hilarious on this series. I can't.
So you like Fred?
When I first seen it,
I was like, no, not Fred.
His character has been what's keeping me around, because I have to see how this is going to end out. Like, I have to.
If we're being real, though, Fred is the one character with, like, actual fast character progression. Because we went from him not being able to do things for himself to been accused, spoiler alert if you haven't watched.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
For the offing of these young women that we talked about earlier.
Went to jail for it.
Went to jail for it. Had a moment where he was trying to, you know, act like, oh, I'm hard, you know, I could do whatever I want. You know, trying to be, the bravado was up after he was on his way, after he escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Which they just, he got off of, which was funny to me. That part was actually hilarious.
Then when he got out, the way he started, how he read that book and started looking at women differently. Like,
yeah,
he does have the most character development right now. It's the fastest.
He comes off as slow.
Yeah, but
he's super intelligent. He just uses his intelligence for the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like Fred from A Pup Named Scooby-Doo a little bit in that sense. So yeah, I like this Fred.
Yes, yes. I like that comparison. The one from A Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
See, look at that. We don't hate all of the show. We like something.
It's a couple of things.
Because at first, Fred, I was like, man, I ain't watching the rest because of what they did to Fred. Y'all treating Fred like this? Talking about he got baby legs?
Hey, yeah, when no they say he got baby legs and something else too, because his dad was like, it's just cold out here or something he said.
Oh, also, small fact about the dad. He's the voice of Fred in all the other series.
Interesting.
And they bring back a few of these within the show too, which is kind of cool.
Interesting. That's nice. I like that.
You want to move on?
Yeah.
To love Inch. Also, Velma is really in love with Fred.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Speaking of being in love with Fred, Daphne.
Hey, Daphne girl. I like the way she's drawn in this new series. I really like her style. I like how she looks.
I like the art overall.
As a character, I think I like her overall here and there. Well, no, I think I like her overall. Like her storyline, her two moms adopted her, her parents.
Shout out to Wanda Sykes, is one of the moms.
Yes, so Wanda Sykes. Yes, killing it.
Wanda been killing it animated. She's in Star Wars too right now.
Mm-hmm. She's in something else too. I just watched recently in these recent years. Wanda Sykes been a little bit everywhere these past few years, honestly.
Yeah, she is definitely the Mrs. Get a Job of comedians.
Yes, she is.
For sure.
But for Daphne, I'm really interested to see how her story. I'm interested to see how everyone's story is going to play out. That's why I'm sticking around for this show. Yeah. But Daphne is definitely her. Her story, especially at the end of episode 4, has piqued interest for me.
I will say, by episode 3, things kind of picked up. And it feels like, and I could be wrong here, I feel like it's not being written by, 3 wasn't written by the same exact people 1 and 2 was. Because 3 feels like what the show is supposed to feel like
it's it's definitely a different feel from episode 1 and 2 for sure.
And it's the best episode out the series so far.
What, 3?
Yes. 4 was at 3, it picks up. So if you can power through 1 and 2, by the time you get to 3.
One and two aren't bad episodes because on the adult animation aspect, it's hilarious. You know, like when you put aside Scooby-Doo and everything like that, it's hilarious.
I can agree with you. As an adult cartoon, it's great. But you're here for the Scooby-Doo IP. Most people are here for the Scooby-Doo, you know?
We're here for Scooby-Doo.
All right, let's move on. Oh, also, Daphne is in love with Velma and Asian, which a lot of people haven't noticed. But it also kind of comes down to a lot of the racist people that don't like characters being race swapped. Usually aren't upset about characters of Asian descent unless it's East Asian.
Yeah.
If the skin's too dark, it's an issue. All right, let's move on to Shaggy, aka in this series, he is called Norval. People, I saw comments of people saying that, hey, why they change Shaggy's name? They did not.
Shaggy's Norval real name is Norval.
His real name. Yes, you are absolutely correct. So calm down. Put your pitchforks back in.
Yeah.
It's still Shaggy. His dad looked more like Shaggy than he does, by the way.
Facts. On top of was going to say about Norville. Norville is my least favorite character.
What? Mm. He's like one of my favorite out of the series.
Don't you change your answer now. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because I wanted to love Norville. I really wanted to love him. When this series was first announced to the public and everything, Norville's face was the first thing I saw everywhere. And it's because he's a black man, period. Yep. You know, I thought it was more uproar about Shaggy turning into a black man. Way worse than Velma, for sure.
Now, is that because of the algorithm?
That's a high possibility.
I don't know.
You know, them algorithms is...
Oh, they gonna put you against each other.
Them algorithm gonna algorithm.
For sure, for sure. You have to look for positive stuff.
Yes, you do. You do.
But anyway,
and
go ahead.
I really wanted to love this character. What I was going to say earlier about Norville is I hate it. Because, like I was saying, how it's always been a rumor, like they're potheads and everything. So Norville is like this super dare guy.
Yeah.
Drugs, no to drugs. Every chance he gets, he's saying something against marijuana, well, cannabis, any types of drugs and things like that. And he's like, he's kind of giving me Poindexter vibes. Like,
yeah. And this is what, and that's another mark against the show, by the way, because it's so, for me, it was like, all right, it took a hit when he's not on drug or doing the marijuana and the cannabis.
Or whatever.
But... or the jinkies or the zoinks or whatever they're.
But why does he have to, like,
in universe equivalent is?
In a sense, condemn it.
Yeah, I think that's going to change. I feel like just looking at the character art, looking at how episode 4 went, I think that's going to change eventually. But
I think so too.
The problem, it wasn't that Shaggy wasn't doing those things. It was the show insulting you about being upset, like in the next scene or so. Like, I think it was like the very next scene in that episode, they were like, oh, what is this, 420? What is it, like an adult cartoon or something?
Yes.
Or adult who watches cartoons? Or whatever the joke was. I was like, yo, that was... Your audience is the adult cartoon audience and Scooby-Doo.
It's like, do you want to fight? That's kind of how it was given.
Yeah, like
that's you've already said it every episode so far, so you want to say it again? All right, so now you fight me
for real. Like, who is this show for? And we're gonna talk about that later. Mm-hmm. But Shaggy's, I like his arc, I like where it's going by episode 4. Again, if you haven't watched the show or you have like watched episode 1, power through to episode 3 or 4 before you make your final call about watching this show. Because 3 or 4 is where all the characters start to move. Mm-hmm. Forward as far as personalities and goals and wants and hopes and dreams and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
And Shaggy, once we find out about the whole murder going after hot girls, I found it hilarious how Shaggy went to Daphne and basically was a hater the whole time as he was studying her.
Now that was hilarious.
Yo, he was hating like, okay, she's dumb. Like, He said something like idiot.
So let me find out that this is a show of haters.
It feels like the show of haters, honestly.
A little bit. But I mean, isn't that like what teenagers be doing, I guess? I don't know. I try to love everybody as a teenager. But from what I hear.
Yeah. But these teenagers now, this show is not for them for sure. This is for us.
Yeah.
But it's like, the older, like for 30, I heard someone say it's for like 35 and up, and I kind of agree. I kind of agree, honestly.
Yeah, when they put aside that this is a school, your original Scooby-Doo story, and once they just let that part go, this is nowhere near your average Scooby-Doo. This is a whole other vibe.
For real, and it definitely is. Another person in the comments saying, Turtle Boy, what's happening? Norville is trash. I see now that the weed smokers of the world are mad that they took y'all icon like this.
He's just, not an icon, first of all. Don't do Shaggy like that. I mean, he's very marketable. He was very marketable. I will say that. But it's just, it's like they pushing it too hard. Like, all right, you say it one time. All right, cool. Maybe twice. All right, cool. But it's like every chance you get, bruh, fight me.
JJ says, I never knew he had a real name.
Oh, so they just named him Shaggy on his birth certificate, huh? They were really progressive in the 60s, 70s. I think it was the 70s. I feel like 1974 was the year that it came out for some odd reason.
Did he get was the pup named Scooby-Doo the show where he got his name the first time? Or did they name him beforehand? Because when I learned his name, I think it was in the pup name. I feel like that's what it was. I could be wrong.
I can't remember a pup named Scooby-Doo. I mean, I can remember it, but I can't remember.
That's my joints right there. My favorite joints.
Which one had Scrappy on it?
Oh man, that was back in the days. They kind of don't like Scrappy. No, people didn't like Scrappy. I found it out. People did not like Scrappy.
I don't think I liked Scrappy in the beginning because he talked too much.
He did talk too much, but as a kid, I loved him because you know he was little and short. I was little and short, so it just made sense. But what should have told you that the franchise didn't like Scrappy was that first live action movie where he got out and was like, I would have got away with it if it weren't for you meddling signs of, and then they cut him off.
Yeah, because he had turned into like a real bulky, juicy Scrappy. Juicy.
Yeah, he was a bit buffed up, but he was in like a mech suit basically.
Yeah, but something happened to him and then he got injected with something. He got like really big.
They also did that in the comic book too.
Overall, I have decided that I actually don't like this show, but
hold on, we're gonna get there because we got to talk about one more thing before we get to whether we like the show or not. We're almost there, but we got to talk about the big controversy in the whole show.
Oh,
where
dang.
The hell is Scooby?
Where are you, Scooby Doo?
That's the part that's me.
Where is Scooby Doo?
I heard a rumor, but I don't want to talk about it now because I thought it was going to happen in episode 3 or 4, but it didn't. So
it's not real. About the Gigi thing?
I hope it's not real.
What's the rumor? Tell me the rumor.
About her name?
What's her name? Scoobert?
We're going to talk about it. If we ever have to talk about the show again, and we probably won't, we'll do it in like a small corner of the segment. Maybe we bring it up in the B.
But there is a rumor.
That's saying what?
What is it saying? I don't know.
Oh, I'm not saying. I don't want to spoil it because I want people to watch the show with me. If I gotta watch this train wreck, I want people to watch this train wreck with me.
Yeah.
But finding out that Scooby-Doo was not in the show hurt though.
Honestly, I hope it's one of those things that they bring Scooby somehow somewhere. Like close in like episode 5 or 6, honestly. How many episodes is it supposed to be? 8 or 10? Thank you, Lena.
I think it's like 8 or 10. What's crazy about this whole Scooby-Doo new adult version? There's one on YouTube right now that has millions of views, and I talked about this on my Facebook page before. It's an adult Scooby-Doo show where they pay homage to all of the history of Scooby-Doo in a sense, but they do it better than this show does. It's not an adult humor show. It's just a grown-up version of Scooby-Doo where, if I'm being honest, it seems like this HBO Max show kind of took some cues from, especially when it comes down to the naming of some of the drugs, because they also had Shaggy was a drug dealer in this, and I'm going to spoil that part.
In the show that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like one episode right now. It's got like some actors that's been in some other stuff. So it's not just like a terribly acted thing. The graphics look good. Everything looked good about the series. You could tell they put some real money into it. And I'm going to try to remember or find where it is because I can't tell you exactly the name of the page off the top of my head right now. But I'm going to link that somewhere either here on my YouTube channel, our YouTube channel, I mean, or on my Facebook post page or the show's Facebook page. But I'm gonna link it. Y'all gotta watch it because it's
really I'm gonna watch good. It. I'm interested already.
All right, so let's wrap
this up. Overall.
Yeah, that's right. Let's overall.
I don't like the show, but there are certain jokes and, like I said, what's going on with Daphne and what's going on with Fred are really like keeping me going through the show. Like right now, I don't like it overall. It's a lot of things that pissed me off. But there are some good jokes. There's a lot of dry humor. I'm kind of into dry humor sometimes, but it's like, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to watch it at all. So I will give it like, I love the animation. That's one thing I do love about the show. Okay. I love the animation style.
I do as well. I think it's beautiful. Actually, so I think it's a beautifully animated show. The money was there for that. I'll
give it a 5 out of 10.
A 5 out, that's mediocre. Before I give you my overview, let's just talk about the audience review score on Google. I'm just talking about on Google
right now.
The IMDb
joint?
No, just a review summary. I don't think they use the Google IMDb for this one. But the show has, out of like 5,000 people, that's rated 5,244 to be exact. The show has a 1 star at 1.3 rating. 5 people like it. I mean, it's a few people likes it. Overwhelmingly, it is panned. And this is the review for everywhere. And apparently, it's also fallen in other places as well. So I'm going to keep watching it because
Constant Wu
and Mindy Kaling actually doing a good job on the voice acting. And Glenn Howerton. Those are Sam Richardson is Shaggy. Constance Wu is Daphne. Glenn Howerton is Fred Jones. And Mindy Kaling is Velma.
Okay.
They're doing a great job voice acting. So, and the animation is good. So
the
I love the animation. I give it a 5.2. I think you should watch it.
Do I hate it because it's so different?
Probably. Because this is a Scooby-Doo IP. If this was anything else, it could catch on. Remember, I think American Dad wasn't 100% loved out the gate. What else? Cleveland Show wasn't loved out the gate. And right now, it's a cult classic as well. So, you know, these adult cartoons, they rarely pop. Now, after Family Guy and Simpsons, it's like
it's the only one for me that popped after that was Boondocks and Rick and Morty.
South Park 2 was good. But see, all of those are like new IPs. Will you take
South Park was before Family Guy?
Yeah, it was. Well, I was just saying South Park was another one that popped real easy. But it's when you take the IP of something so loved, it's hard to get into. So
That's
how I feel like it's a bit of a wasted IP, some wasted potential on the show with some of the writing. But overall, I say keep watching. So I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 5. I mean out of 10. 5 out of 10.
Okay.
It was like, dang, that's high.
Yeah, all right. That's perfect.
Perfect.
Ain't no 5 out of 5.
Sure. No, it is not.
I was about to say
replace Mindy with her own show, and it might be better. I hate to say it because I like her coming. I just don't think she's good for Velma. Replace Mindy, give Velma some of her core traits, and the rest of the show could fall in line from there.
Interesting. Good take. Good talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So you know what time it is? It's time for the B-side. All right, Novocaine, what you got for us?
My new favorite. So today on the B-side, we are going to talk a little bit about this very, very, very interesting conversation that one of our hip-hop stars, you know, expressed on her own podcast. We are going to jump into this conversation about Young Miami and her golden showers. First, before I say anything, I do not believe in kink shaming. You know, you do your thing when you in your household and everything. But yeah, so She and her golden showers. For those of you that do not know who Young Miami is, she is one half of the City Girls. You know, they the ratchet ones, you know.
I barely knew. I'll be real with you. I barely knew.
She's the one that didn't go to jail.
Okay. That kind of clarifies a little bit for me.
Okay. She's the one that's dating Diddy and everything like that. A lot of people are talking about her, and I kind of feel like Young Miami has always pretty much been the topic of conversation, all because of JT spending so much time in jail. So when JT went to jail, Young Miami was the one that were doing the interviews. She was doing promos. She was performing, you know, without JT and things like that. So I've always felt like she's always been the topic of conversation.
Okay.
Then when she started dating Diddy, then everything like blew up. She stayed in conversation when she started dating Diddy. So
dating Diddy would do that for you.
Yeah, of course. It's Diddy. It's freaking big.
Take that.
It's freaking, I'm sorry, Brother Love, apparently that's his name right now. Love.
That's a wrestler. Love
Combs. His name is Love Combs right now, apparently. So she shared on her podcast, Carisha Please, with the lovely Trina, two of the Miami finest, I should say. Because, you know, Trina, she fine. But anyway.
Everybody had a crush on Trina back in the day. If you didn't, you lying.
Yeah, you lying. You lying.
Everybody did. So
they got on the conversation about, you know, being freaky and things. And she says she loves a little, you know, trip.
P-O-U-I-P. That what we're talking about, a little golden?
A little golden. Yes, a golden shower is a little urination. Now, the question is always, wow. Of course. So when she came out and said and everything, then you had a couple of other celebrities, they're chiming in and they're like, yeah, I like that too. So
again, not the kink shame, but I do feel like there are some things that you should just keep to yourself.
There are. You know? There are. You shouldn't tell the public that. Because my question is that I've seen this question a couple of times. Like, is it okay if they, like, just ate asparagus? Do they have to drink nothing but water? What if they don't drink water at all?
I would think you have to kind of, you know, be healthy and clean about your body before you do something like that.
I would hope so, at least.
Yeah, I'm not weirded out by it, but I'm like, yo, that was some TMI right there. Like, I would never.
It's definitely TMI.
You would never.
Someone of her caliber on that platform, it's like, it's a little shocking, but I understand that some people are just open. A lot of people are open. And I know she's getting some backlash because she's talking about she's shy. She can be shy just because, you know, she's open with how she felt about things and what she likes doesn't mean she's going to be open with you and just let you pee on her. Like,
yeah. Let me tell you about podcasting. You get to a point where you just start being totally comfortable with talking about everything and anything almost.
Unfortunately. You know? Dang, I disappeared. I got to figure out how to take this thing off. But go ahead. I'm listening.
I was going to say, don't ask me. I just, every time I see it and someone's on the show with us when we're doing this, I'm thinking it's just they moved to a new house or something. But anyway, you might have to ask the March for that one. Shout out to the Marshall Mike. Anyway, first of all, Diddy be out here just dating. Boy, his roster of people he's been with is long, okay? And it's not terrible, which is crazy. But on the other hand, on the subject of this, I'm uncomfortable, and it's not for me to be comfortable with what people do. But man, come on, like, wow, I'm kind of speechless on
it. It's one of those things that we did not need to know, you know?
Yeah.
Now everything's going to be associated with that, like even. say we forget about it because so many things happen or whatever. Somebody randomly gonna be like, yeah, and don't forget, you're in Miami, like them golden showers. So it'll just bring up a whole
You're right. It's the internet follows you, people, but when you're a celebrity, you don't really have to worry about that type of stuff. Nah, and then you can just
because she probably got more likes and views on her things, you know.
Don't roll in. It's not the weird.
What'd you say?
We've heard. It's not the weirdest thing we've heard.
No.
Right? All right. I'm having some peculiar weather around here. That's why I keep blinking in and out.
Oh, are you guys safe down there?
Yeah, we're safe. It's okay. It's, you know how it is sometimes with internet. The wind blow the wrong way. Issues.
Yeah.
But let's move on from this whole golden vacations we're talking about right now.
As long as...
Go ahead. No. Say what you're going to say. Button it up. Button this thing up so we can...
It's going to be something else gross. You remember that day when we were talking about scat? That's probably one of my favorite moments on the whole show. Every season.
There's no context for that right now. People are just going to think we're just out here. It's not us, okay? We're talking about other people doing stuff like that. Just so
you had brought it, up in one of the episodes because we were talking about something.
I don't remember.
I had no clue what it meant, and you were like, "Nah, that's not what it is." Because I was like,
"Talking about the skibbity bibbity boppity boo." That's what it used to be.
Yeah,
it ain't that no more. No, the people have found some of the weirdest things to get into. And, you know, I love that for people. I love that you can explore yourself as long as you're doing it in a safe environment. And I'm not doing it, so it don't bother me too much. But if I were ever in a position, say back in the day, younger, and somebody was like, hey, I have to say back in the day because I'm married now and I would never do any of this stuff with my wife. Like, what the hell? But if somebody was like, before me being with her, and they were like, hey, would you give me a shower? I'm like, no, no.
You would be like, all right, let me go ahead, turn the faucet on. You like your hat?
Yeah, and that's exactly what my mind would have been. What Young Miami was talking about on her stuff, that ain't for me, man.
But and more then power the people to are like, sure. So is that what Diddy doing to her?
You think like love? Do you think Brother Love is gonna come out and say he is?
He would never say if he is or if he isn't. This is Diddy we talking about. But I was dying when they were like P Diddy.
Oh, P E E Diddy. It take you know what now? Now that I think about it, take that has a whole new meaning now.
Amo.
All right. Anything else to add to this before we move on to our last?
I love you. I love you, Young in Miami. You so real, girl. You do what you want to do. You don't care. Live your life, girl.
That has been a trend on the internet these days. All right. The last thing for the show today is something else we're going to try out here.
Oh.
And it is called The Hard Questions, which now that I think about it, after that story, is a terrible name. But anyway, would you give up your life to save a person you have been dating?
What do you mean by save them? Like save their life? Like I gotta give them like my heart for them to live?
Like if they were in front of a train and you jump in front of the train at the last second. Or if, you know, somebody came in with the pop, pop, pop in an open area and you ran in front of, jumped in front of the bullets, would you? For someone you're dating.
Dating.
Nah. No, not at all.
What? Relationship? Yes. Dating, we just gonna keep running. Like, we're just gonna run. If I run, I feel like that is an unspoken rule. I don't know if this is across cultures, but I do know this is a Black thing for sure. If you see one run, we all run. So.
I think. A lot of people just discovered this rule due to like TikTok within like the last couple of years.
Of course.
And I'm TikTok like, wait.
A bad influence on
I'm like, so you life. People didn't know to run when you see danger? Like, I feel like that should be
I mean, but there automatic. Is like, there is like flight, fight, or freeze. So
I've been to plenty of parties and never froze. It's always
I'm not a freezer.
Yeah, no, it's always hey, let's go.
Either flight or fight for me. I'm always flight or fight. I haven't froze.
All right, let me ask you this. Would I save a person I am dating from being taken out? Okay, so that's conditions here. If it's like a few months in, nah, yo. If I see, this is why I ain't in the dating pool now. If I see the bullets flying toward you, you know, I'm assuming you've seen them too.
That's what I'm saying here. Like, I feel like it would be a red flag if I run and you don't run. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Like, yo, you see him? What is wrong with you? I'm gonna need you to catch up.
First of all, most of the time there's always a commotion. So if your peeper is not peeping with the commotion,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So that's how I'm answering that. If it's like earlier dating, no. But if we're like, if we've been doing like long-term dating,
yes,
and we're talking a year in, yeah, I do it. I save you. I take the hit. I hope don't I live through it though.
She don't wanna be safe. Don't save her. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, this has been the hard questions. There's only one right now. We don't need a whole bunch of them.
No, okay? Thank you.
We need a whole bunch of them because we've been here trying to critically think everything. But anyway,
thank you.
We got to end this show, ladies and gentlemen. It has been wonderful having you come through with all your comments and all the love you've been sharing.
Thank you,
for
guys.
For the show and the channel. We definitely love you for it. Do us a huge favor. Well, you know what? Novocaine, let them know what else they need to do for us. I just want you to go ahead and do it. Just do it. Just do it. Trust
Head
me.
On over to Apple Podcasts. That one, right? I'm right, right? I know I'm right. Head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review and a written review. So leave a couple of little comments in there, you know what I'm saying? And head over to Spotify if you don't have that Apple Podcast. Leave us a written review, 5-star review, and answer those questions. We want to see a little bit of feedback on those.
Absolutely, because we like to hear your opinions and your thoughts, because of course we do. It's the internet, and that's how the internet rolls. But also do me a favor and head over to www.thebkspaceshow.com and, you know, get acquainted with the site. Anyway, let's move on. We're out of here. We're done today. I have been the BK Space here with my very lovely co-host,
Novocaine, baby.
We up out, y'all. Thank y'all for listening.